This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. And our Twitter handle is at Captain's America. Now, don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, take advantage of the stuff we got there. And joining us right now, we have the man, the myth, the legend, former Chicago guy that he was, but now he's down here in the panhandle of Florida, Frank Salvato.
Mr. Captain.
And they're applauding you. By the way, it's 63 degrees out today here at the Tampa Airport. And I would imagine it's a little chillier where you're at.
Yeah, just a little bit. For Florida, this is brisk weather for sure.
Yeah, but I mean, it's going to be in the 80s today, so, you know, no harm, no foul.
Yeah, no, it's a good sleeping weather. It's fine.
Yep, and this is the kind of day when you open up the windows and you air the house out.
You bet. You bet it is.
After having the air conditioner on all summer.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance,
to
the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two great words, under God, because this great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, not to be outdone, the Vice President Kamala Harris seems to have stepped in it with the possibility of a couple of violations of nothing all that great, one of them, of course, being the Hatch Act, and the other one being the Johnson Amendment. Which one would you like to start with?
Well, I mean, the overarching thing here is this was pre-recorded, so her entire team either didn't care and decided they were going to do it anyway, or didn't know they shouldn't be doing it. But, you know, we're going to raise Cain about it, and Republicans will be uproaring about it, and, you know, advocacy groups will be calling for investigations and charges, and the DOJ won't do a damn thing.
Correct. You're right. So, therefore, we the people have to understand that Kamala Harris just stuck it right at us, and you gotta need to understand that what she did was when she endorsed Terry McAuliffe to be Virginia's next governor on tape, and it was presented to 30 black churches to be played in the church. That is a violation of the law. And by the way, it's not my law. The guy that made all of this possible was former president, then Senator Lyndon Baines Johnson in 1954.
Yeah, and then this goes to illuminate the fact that this administration doesn't care if something's illegal. We saw this with the mortgage moratorium and the rent moratorium that was issued by the CDC, that the Supreme Court said you can't do that. You just can't do that. And Biden says, "Well, we're gonna try to distribute as much of this money as possible before they tell me again that I don't have to do it. We're just gonna do it anyway."
Yeah.
You know, when we become a country that where our leaders are just flaunting the law,
mm-hmm.
are just saying, "I don't care if it's illegal or not. We're gonna do what we want to do," then we've become a nation of men and not a nation of laws. And that's a very dangerous thing to be, because that means we follow the whim of the majority, and there's a tyranny of the majority.
Mm-hmm.
We can't have that. Our country is supposed to protect the rights of the minority at all costs.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way the Constitution, the Bill of Rights is fashioned.
Yep.
So, you know, she's just going saying, "Hey, we're gonna do the politics we want to do, and the law be damned."
Yeah.
There's got to be consequences for that.
Well, this takes me back to the days of Lois Lerner and the Tea Parties and they had to grant her immunity so that she could speak up and tell what was going on. And then the Internal Revenue Service got called on the carpet. I guess they went through three or four different IRS directors during that course of time, because every time they get in there, they'd say something else would be just as worse as the guy before.
Yeah, that was, if you remember, all those years back ago, I was the executive director of Basics Project.
They went after you.
They went right after us and took our 501c3 status away.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, yeah, there was a lot of, "We don't care what the law is, we're just going to do it because we want to affect the politics of it." You know, we're right back to that.
Yep.
After everything that we did in order to make sure that that kind of politics wasn't played anymore, and the election of a new president,
yep.
President Trump, we're right back to where we were under Obama.
Yep, and it's only going to get worse, because with what time they got left, because they know they're about to lose their majority, with what time they got left, they're going to try to do everything they can. But we can stop them if we just band together and raise hell.
Oh, absolutely. That's a must.
All right. Hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more. Frank Silvato from the undergroundusa.com website. And I'm going to let Kathy take us to break.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKinney, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
10. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite
really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome.
probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
We're going to do it is right. And by the way, that total last week got surpassed one night because of a great big huge night we were having with calls and whatnot. And, of course, that's terrestrial radio, that's internet radio, that's satellite radio from all around the world. And hello to our friends in India. Hello to our friends in Germany, where we have a very large audience in both of those countries. Now, this part of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. I was up there in Newport Richey on Saturday. Thanks to all the people that turned out. We had a great time, had a great tailgate party with the Gators. Of course, the Gators got beat. But, oh, and by the way, the LSU coach got fired, even though they won the game. Unbelievable. But it's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, the upper Midwest, and as far west as Arizona. Now, Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to pricing, customer service, and the people know it. It starts with Moss Care that gives you free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. Now, remember, Moss Nissan's motto is whatever it takes to be the best in the nation, and they're working very hard at it. Clean trade-ins are commanding a great resale price, too. Your vehicle's worth about 25% more than what it was 6 months ago. You can upgrade your ride now, get more for your vehicle than what you thought you were going to get, and wind up driving either one of those off-lease vehicles they got, which are pretty spiffy, I might add. They're just like new. They come with a complete warranty, got a few miles on them, but guess what? Well worth the investment, and you'll have a great time with them. Now, Moss Nissan's the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, active duty military, veterans, first responders, church pastors, too. Moss Nissan takes great care of you. Now, they have locations in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa, and coming soon, about 2 months away from the grand opening in Brooksville, Florida. Can't wait for that. Got a lot of friends up there looking forward to going up there and saying howdy, howdy to you. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Tell them the captain sent you. That's going to give you a boatload of money savings when you do so. But you got to tell them when you walk in the door, you get $500 off the vehicle you're looking at. Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com, with us again, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
We are going after Nancy Pelosi after I tell you that there are a group of media outlets, several media outlets, have just blown the lid off a major scandal in Trump land. This scandal could have serious ramifications for the former President Donald Trump and the Republican Party as they seek to regain control of the government in upcoming elections. Well, you got to be out of your mind if you think this is going to do anything of the likes, but it has to do with the golf course in Scotland. Well before he was president, back in 2006, he wanted to build the world's best golf course. Makes sense to me. Well, come 2008, Scotland's then First Minister, Alex Salmond, gave them all the permission and all the permits to go ahead and do that, the blessing of the country, and away they went. Well, come to find out, some sand dunes apparently got wiped away out of the project, which was terrible. Nothing could be worse than the sand dunes, right?
You know, this is mountain, molehill, not even close. This is just stupid. Who are these media outlets and who are these people here in the United States?
I can tell you.
To question what a sovereign nation has said, go ahead and do.
Mm-hmm. I can tell you.
And something as petty as a golf course. This is grasping at straws, trying to create something where there isn't anything, and it's the usual suspects doing it.
Yeah, well, I'm about to tell everybody who it is. Try Rachel Maddow. Try Yahoo News. Try The Hill. Try Carl Bernstein. Listen to what Carl Bernstein said. Forget about Russiagate. Forget about Ukraine. Forget about mean tweets. This is the scandal that will bring about Trump's political demise. The walls are closing in. It'll be only a matter of time before you can say the scandal is worse than Watergate.
All right, I guess he's jealous of Bob Woodward, huh? Well, Bob Woodward's got a book out and Bernstein's got to try to find the scandal.
But Frank,
you know,
go ahead.
In this over-the-top stuff about Donald Trump, the entire country is done with it.
Yep. But, Frank, I got one because Nancy Pelosi's the other one in the mix. Nancy Pelosi, okay, should be in jail for what she did in California to the wetlands just south of the San Francisco airport when she managed to use her influence to get the state to change the zoning classification from a wetlands with birds and fish and animals and wildlife and drove them out of their habitat to God knows wherever they went and built a $200 million condominium, or rather her husband built a $200 million condominium complex right there on the south end of the airport. Way to go, Nancy. She should have been in jail for that.
Well, I mean, it's certainly hypocritical of her to be taking issue with a golf course in another country that gave the go-ahead to go ahead and build when she was literally standing against every environmental stance that she says that she championed.
Yep.
You know, so you look at each and every one of these people and outlets that are going after Trump. This is their stock and trade. For the last 5 years, all they've been doing is thumping that orange man bad.
Mm-hmm.
And they're so addicted to it that they have to go back to it at all costs because the only thing that they feel comfortable doing now is trying to demonize now a private citizen.
Yeah,
he's a private citizen now. Mm. I'd love to see him task his lawyers with saying, you know what? Let's go after him.
Sure.
Let's go after each and every one of them because they're slandering a private citizen now, and that's against the law.
Mm-hmm. Now, speaking of private citizens and against the law. China, the U.S. military, of course, with what we've just seen in Afghanistan and some of the other things that have happened recently, while they've been too busy prosecuting soldiers for speaking out, China all of a sudden is running rings around us because did you hear what they did last week?
Yeah, this is serious stuff. I mean, this is very serious stuff. A hypersonic, high-level, nuclear-capable missile test, and our guys didn't know it was going to happen?
It orbited the Earth, Frank. It went around the Earth, so they had no idea where this thing was going.
You know, this is stuff that we should have known was going to happen beforehand and should have been contemplating whether we want to kind of get in there and disrupt it a little bit. But the fact that they're able to put something in a hypersonic missile into space and have it come down when it, in a relatively close proximity to where they wanted it to come down, the technology should be something that we're concerned about. But the fact that we have somebody in office whose intelligence apparatus wasn't looking at this because they're looking at a false flag campaign for domestic terrorists, like at school board meetings and at public protests against a corrupt government, you know, that's not what they're supposed to be doing. They're supposed to be, job one, keep the people safe, protect their rights. That's job one. That's the only job they have. And the fact that they have been rolling over for China and now aren't even aware of major weapons tests that had to have been in the offing for quite a while. This is an abdication of their duty as government in a whole. Mm-hmm. And another reason why all of the governors should start seriously thinking about nullification.
Yeah, we talked about
the people. Yeah, you want to protect the people, it's got to fall on the governors now, because the federal government's useless.
Especially along the border.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You've got Governor Abbott down in Texas coming out publicly saying they've abandoned the border.
Yep.
We've got Mexican cartel people shooting at Texas law enforcement and Texas National Guard.
Yep.
And the federal government's doing nothing about it. It's an act of war.
Well, I'll tell you.
And we've got nothing coming out of Washington. And Mayorkas, worse than a polyp in someone's butt. That's how worthless this guy is.
Well, I totally agree with everything you just said there, because these guys are it's being done intentionally. This is not something that's just, they don't know what they're doing. No, it's intentional.
Oh, absolutely, and it's intentional from Washington. It's also intentional from the cartels.
Mm-hmm.
They're shooting at one location while they're bringing in people, human trafficking in another location.
Yeah.
This is bad stuff.
Can you hang on and do another segment?
Yeah.
Okay, I forgot to ask you, but thank you very much. We'll be right back, folks, with Frank Salvato from the Underground USA.com website. Easy for me to say. Kathy's going to give you the number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An American official and authorities in Haiti are trying to work to free 17 hostages from a U.S.-based missionary group who were kidnapped in Port-au-Prince over the weekend. Haitian police inspector Franz Champagne reported that the 400 Malozo gang was behind the bus abduction. The Ohio-based organization said that they were on a trip to visit an orphanage when they were kidnapped Saturday. The Olympic flame for next year's games in China is set to be lit to an empty stadium amid growing international opposition to Beijing hosting the games. Two American citizens were arrested in Athens, Greece for protesting the Beijing 2022 Olympics. Quote, "We are calling on a full boycott of the Beijing 2022 Winter Olympics due to China's genocide against the Uyghur people and the unprecedented levels of repression inside Tibet, Hong Kong, Southern Mongolia, and Democratic Taiwan." The Olympic flame is currently traveling across Greece ahead of its departure for Beijing. USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All righty, and thank you very much, Frank, for doing that for us. And good morning to George the Godfather. Hope you're having a great day there, George. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. That's Pete and Seth Talbot. And hardly a day goes by when somebody doesn't ask me whether or not Relief Factor works. And the quick answer is yes. I've been taking it for over 6 years because of what it does for me. Now, it's part of my integrated health plan that helps my body reduce inflammation and the pain and the swelling that I have in my left leg and ankle. Plus, I've also had my spine fused because of injuries I had there. I've got arthritis in a couple different places where I have fractures, and you know how that is. But anyway, Relief Factor works, period, end of story, exclamation mark. Now, it's all natural, which is really great. It comes the ingredients are turmeric, resveratrol, lycopene, and omega-3 that helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation, and it lowers or eliminates pain, goes right straight to the source. For example, in my case, 100% drug-free, I'll have a pain in my ankle going up my leg to my knee to my hip, sometimes into my back. I take the Relief Factor, less than 20 or 30 minutes later, boom, pain gone. End of story. And I mean pain gone. Now, it's all natural. The ingredients are good for you. And it only costs $19.95 to get it started on a 3-week quick start. You start out with a 3-week quick start, take it the way it says to take it, And then you'll know at the end of 3 weeks. And then, of course, it'll just kick right into automatic delivery. But you go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, one more time, relieffactor.com/captain, and sign up for the 3-week quick start. You'll be glad you did. All right, Frank Silvato's back with us from the undergroundusa.com website and the podcast and the articles and the newsletter. Did I get it all?
It's a lot of ands, man.
I know, but they're all good ones.
Yeah. Well, thanks.
Now, listen, President Joe Biden, with all his infinite wisdom, has talked about solving the problem of the seaport. And, oh, my God, we're going to go to 24/7. We're going to get it done. That's going to take care of it. It'll take care of the supply chain crisis. And the factories and all that stuff will be all taken care of, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, have you ever heard of just-in-time freight?
Yeah, I have.
That started back under Slick Willie Bill Clinton when we had the deal down there with the Canadian-Mexican-U.S. border allowing the trucks into the country, just-in-time freight. That's when that started. It didn't work then. It's not working now. Because if the truck is late going from point A to B, like to the factory or the assembly line, wherever it is it's going, they'll have a whole assembly line having to pay to wait for the truck to come in to deliver the stuff so they can assemble whatever it is they're assembling. How stupid is that?
Well, there's a lot of stupid going on here. You know, when you said infinite wisdom of Joe Biden, I almost choked. You know, you can't stop a manufacturing supply chain cycle.
Nope.
Abruptly, like they did during the so-called pandemic,
mm-hmm.
and expect it to immediately start up again. It's a very, very complex thing to get back in symbiosis
mm-hmm.
across the board. And when you've got port union workers not cooperating with stepping up to expedite the way things are offloaded.
Yep.
You're at the mercy. Now, why would crane operators in seaports in Los Angeles, which are run by the Teamsters Union, why would they want to slow this all down? I don't think there's any kind of political angle to that at all, seeing as how we need to have crisis all the time to move this agenda forward.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Hint, hint, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, say no more. You know, but, you know, you can't fix the supply chain just by saying work harder. You've got to get everybody in sync the way it's supposed to be. And when you've got one faction just sitting there saying, we're going to work at our leisure, that's about as fast as the supply chain's going to rectify.
Well, let me run this by you. You've got cargo container ships that come in, and some of those containers are stacked, say, 15 high, okay?
Yeah.
You've got a crane operator that's saying that, no, we're not going to do anything, our ship, blah, 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 blah. Well, what they're not telling you is how many containers, what's the maximum amount of containers at any one time that they can hook up to and lift up or set down? Do you know?
I have no idea.
Two. So if you have 15 stacked high, you got to make 7 trips and go back for the last one. That's 8 trips to get one row offloaded. Okay, that doesn't take 10 minutes. That doesn't take an hour. That takes 3 or 4 hours to do. Hello.
Yeah. So I mean,
they have no idea, Frank. They have no idea what they're talking about.
No, that's when you've got a Secretary of Transportation whose only qualification for being the Secretary of Transportation is that he knows how to inflate a bicycle tire.
That's it.
That's what's going to happen. Logistics is not his strong point. And then, even then, this political creature is gone mm-hmm. for 2 months during the biggest crisis of the lifespan of a Secretary of Transportation. So they're not taking any of this seriously. If they were, they'd have some serious people in there.
Now, here's the other thing, and you're not hearing this, and I mentioned this to my buddy around the corner, Mike Gallagher. Maybe he'll mention it today in his show. I said, Mike, do you have any idea what it costs to go into a seaport if you're a driver or an owner-operator or a company driver? No. I said, try $100 to $150 for the permit for the driver and the DHS background check that you have to do, because all that has to be done. How long do you think that takes, Mike? Well, I don't know. Can't take that long. Oh, really? How about 7, 8, 9, 10 weeks at the current time? How about that? He was in shock. He couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
And then
so, again, if they were serious about this, don't you think they'd be waiving the fees?
Well, yeah, but the fees are $150 for the driver up to that, and $150 up to that for the truck. That's $300. You think they want to lose that?
No, of course not. But that means they're not serious about getting the supply chain back on.
Correct. And by the way,
there are things that they can do, very simple things that they can do to expedite all of this, but they don't have anybody with brains enough to execute it.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, the other thing is, this great country of ours, we have something called the National Guard. We have something called the Merchant Marine. We have people in truck driving schools. We have all that sort of stuff that can be done. And by the way, James in Clearwater is pointing something out to me. He says, Captain, what about that trucker that was sitting at a port in the Northwest that said none of the cranes were moving and there were rows and rows and rows of trucks standing by? He said, to not blame the truckers, why is the port shut down with such a backlog in California? Well, it's because they don't want to do it.
That's right. There's more to this story than just a supply chain thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You take a look at the nefarious relationship between the unions and the federal government at this time, and you'll understand a lot more about why everybody's seeing naked shelves in the stores.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is a concerted effort, like I said, to keep this crisis alive. Democrats, and especially fascist Democrats like we have in power right now,
mm-hmm.
they need the crisis in order to move their agenda forward. They need to have the public's attention span preoccupied with something bright and shiny. Remember what Rahm Emanuel said all those years ago?
Yeah.
Never let a good crisis go to waste.
Yep.
Well, if they can keep a manufactured crisis moving forward, then they can move forward anything that they want to in their agenda under the radar.
And finally, what's the worst thing that we heard yesterday from even Pete Buttigieg about how long it's going to take to remedy this? Did you hear what he said?
Oh, yeah. Well into next year.
Well into 2022.
You know, and that's unacceptable.
Maybe.
It's unacceptable on every level. So you know what? For the time being, everybody, shop local.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
As a matter of fact, shop local anyway.
That's right. Yep. Absolutely.
Help out the little guy. Help out the person in your neighborhood. Help out go to the farmer's markets, get your food. You know, if you've got local dairies, frequent them. Let's send a signal. Shop local. And tell them to take their manipulation of the supply chain and stick it.
Listen, Frank, I can't wait to talk to you on Friday. We're going to have plenty of fodder this week. We got lots of ammo.
You too. Stay low, my son.
Thank you very much. Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com. UndergroundUSA.com. I'll be right back with the sports guy, Patrick Hyland. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with a lot more coming your way.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
All righty, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. This is the time of the program when we do the Sports Zone segment with the Sports Zone quarterback, Patrick Kylan. And I'll tell you what, right now, this is what Patrick Kylan does.
Hey, everybody, it's the Captain, and I'm here with the Medicare coach, Patrick Kylan. And he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. This year I can get you back $148.50 back into your checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Highland, 813-966-1052.
Remember, that's my friend Patrick Highland, the Medicare coach, 813-966-1052,
813-966-1052. Yay! And speaking of the devil, here he is right here, Patrick Highland, the Sports Zone quarterback. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Some exciting pro football yesterday. Miami Dolphins, Jacksonville Jaguars out there in London, England. They win their first game of the year. Jacksonville to go 1-5, first win in 20 games. Urban Meyer gets on the board as professional head coach.
Mm-hmm.
With all the craziness going on, he gets a W. Speaking of the craziness, the Raiders, after the John Gruden craziness, they beat the Denver Broncos with Rich Bisciotti, who used to be the special teams coach for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I remember him. Mm-hmm.
Two interesting stories there, Captain. And in the middle of the day, we had the Green Bay Packers beat the Chicago Bears 24-14, and Aaron Rodgers then if he still owns Chicago. So we'll see how that plays out the rest of the year.
He made a mistake when he did that. Why do these guys have to do that?
I have no idea, Captain. You know, just play the game and
sure.
Don't have to be.
Let your actions speak for themselves, but don't try to throw more salt in the wound. Yeah. Good Lord.
Yeah. I mean, I know the fans were getting on him, and so he figured he'd give it back to him. Just let that be. That's what has to stop. Cincinnati won 34-11 over Detroit. The Bengals are starting to play well. And then speaking about good old Cincinnati, because we have a lot of listeners up there, Captain, the Cincinnati Bearcats are ranked number two now.
College football. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Georgia Bulldogs, who get a lot of listeners up there in Georgia listening. So,
yep.
The Bulldogs, too. So, some interesting things there. The Indianapolis Colts put on the Houston Texans. They're just really rough this year. Ever since Deshaun Watson isn't going to be the quarterback, and they've lost a lot of guys. Watt's not there anymore. It's just a shame.
Since you mentioned Georgia, I'm just going to throw this into the mix and just get it in there. Then we'll have all the Georgia teams accounted for. The Atlanta Braves and Eddie Rosario delivered a game-winning hit. They took a 2-0 National League Championship Series lead. Go Braves. I'd love to see the Braves get into it.
Oh, yeah. I think it could easily be the Braves and Houston.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's
that'd be a good series.
Yes, it would. Yes, it would be exciting. I know now the TV audience wants the Red Sox and the Dodgers, so you get both coast into it. But I don't see that happening. But we're still early. You never know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
L.A. Rams beat the New York Giants. The Giants are really in disarray this year. Kansas City Chiefs came back and played like the Kansas Chiefs. Chiefs old and beat Washington 31-13. And good game. Minnesota won 34-28 over the Carolina Panthers. Mm-hmm. And Christian McCaffrey now is going to be out for 3 weeks. So all the guys out there that are fantasy owners, he was the first pick of most fantasy drafts, Captain. And he's going to be out another 3 weeks. So that's hurting a lot of guys in the fantasy football. Baltimore Ravens put on the L.A. Chargers 34-6. And just it's funny. The Chargers 1 week, Captain, score 40 points. The next week, score 6.
Yeah.
Very weird. Now, the only undefeated team in the National Football League, the Arizona Cardinals, go to Cleveland and win 37-14. I thought Cleveland might give them their first loss of the year, but they came to play again. We talked about the Raiders winning. Mm-hmm. And then
last night.
Yeah, 23-20.
The Steelers, and they weren't going to win that game, but they found a way.
No, they found a way, Captain. Yep. You know, they let the guy, the third-string running back, run all over them, but they still found a way to win in overtime. Chris Boswell kicked the ball very well in Pittsburgh. It's not the easiest stadium to kick, and won 23-20 in the late game. And then the Dallas Cowboys, that game against New England kept going back and forth.
Oh, yeah.
That was crazy. It looked like New England was going to win, and then Dallas came back. And then New England made a big play, looked like they were going to win. Then Dallas drove the field and scored to win the game and end it, and then win it overtime, too. So, I mean, just a crazy, crazy crazy game.
Yeah, well, let's go with this for being crazy. There were all kinds of rumors on Saturday. I was listening to the Gators game on the radio because I was and then we were watching it, too, at the dealership. But I was listening to the pregame on the way up, and they were talking about this LSU head coach might be his last season there because they weren't really thrilled with what he was doing after winning the championship a couple of years ago. And lo and behold, after their win against the Florida Gators, he winds up not going to be back next year, officially.
Yeah, I'm surprised Coach Ed, as he's officially called, Ogeron. And Ed's a good guy. He started out there with the University of Miami Hurricanes when they won some national championships, Captain. And then he worked his way up the ranks and became a head coach there in LSU. And he's a native Louisiana. Nice guy, very motivational. It's hard. People don't realize, you know, you lose kids every couple of years. Every 4 years, you know, you have a different recruiting class.
I got to ask you a question before we go. Now, we had some real problems in Tennessee at the football game, at the college football game. What the hell was going on there?
Just, you know, Ben Kiffin used to be the coach there. Now he's the coach at Ole Miss. It was a tight game, and the fans thought the refs made a bad call, but they didn't, and they started throwing golf balls and things onto the field and square about the field. There's just no place for that in sports. It's just now you're risking injury to people. It's not civil. It's not classy. And it's kind of where our country's become, Captain. It needs to stop. And we all need to wake up and act properly.
Well, I think that people are going to need to wake up and realize that these kids aren't going to be able to come to the games anymore without being searched, it seems like.
Well, that, as well as, you know, they have them on film. Arrest some of these kids who threw some things.
Yeah.
And do their appropriate actions. That'll scare them to stop doing that because they think they can get away with this, Captain.
Yep.
God bless you, sir. I know my time is up. You have a wonderful day and week, and I'll talk to you soon.
All righty. Patrick Kylan, everybody, the Insurance Quarterback Sports Zone is the radio show. By the way, they've got a Facebook page, the Sports Zone. Go over there, check it out, and follow the page over there, and you'll know exactly what's going on. Now, this final couple of minutes, brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Remember, Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located down in Sarasota at 4540 Clark Road, right there at McIntosh, and all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Now, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs, which is something that the big box stores just aren't going to do. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, or give her a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Remember, all you got to do is remind yourself that all military and first responders do get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call, 941-922-2345. Again, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain since you'll be glad you did. And they are really good people down there. They'll get you all fixed up with your blinds and your shades and your shutters, too. And all the interior stuff they have, come to think of it. Yep. Now, make no mistake about it, coming up Wednesday, the Tampa Bay's Best Career Fair, that's my buddy Brandon Rimes, who'll be networking with over 30 businesses, people looking to hire right away at the Largo Event Center, 6340 126th Avenue here in Tampa, or Largo, rather, within the Tampa Bay area. Now, that's the Largo Event Center, again, 6340 126th Avenue in Largo, the Tampa Bay Career Fair. 30 businesses there looking to hire people. I'll be there giving out some free stuff, saying howdy, howdy to you. So come on by. Stop by. 6 to 8. By the way, I do believe they'll have the kitchen open there, too, so you'll be able to get something to drink. And maybe if you need to grab a sandwich or something, they'll make one of those for you. They got some really good sandwiches there, too, by the way. So looking forward to seeing you Wednesday, October 20th, 6 to 8 p.m. Largo Event Center, 6340 126th Avenue in Largo. Now, one other little thing here. Tomorrow, don't forget. Have lunch for the captain, Mission Barbecue, 11:30 to 1:30. It's going to be a special day over there at Mission Barbecue. We'll be telling you all about it tonight. I'm not going to ruin the surprise right now. So have yourself a great day, everybody. Remember, it's all about we the people. They work for us. We don't work for them. We elect them, and we can unelect them. And by God, that's what we need to do in 2022. See you tonight, everybody. God bless America.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.